Great to have you along today on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. And right now, we are going to talk about all those blue, red, and white ribbons you're going to see awarded to exhibits at your local county fair. Becky Gutzman is our guest. She's served as a judge at every county fair in the state of Wisconsin. I can't believe there are too many people who have done that. She is also a retired extension educator for UW Extension in Columbia and Dodge counties. And as we talk with Becky, I hope you'll join in. What questions you have about maybe how animals are judged or the artwork or the food that's judged at the fair. Maybe you've got an experience you want to share as a judge yourself, or maybe you have a question about why you only got a red ribbon on something. Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us to talk@wpr.org. Becky Gutzman, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
You're welcome, Larry. I'm so happy to be here with you.
And I, as I understand it, you're at a county fair.
I am. I'm sitting in one of the exhibit buildings at the Sauk County Fair in Baraboo, waiting for my judging that'll start about 1 o'clock this afternoon. So,
And what are you judging today?
Today I'm doing flowers and vegetables and field crops, anything plant science related.
Well, you've had go ahead.
And I'm doing the youth members today, so they'll be bringing their exhibits to me individually, and I'll be looking at them. I'll be back here on Wednesday doing the open class plant and soil exhibits.
That's great. How did you get started in this?
Well, I was a 4-H member for years in Columbia County, in Kenosha County, where I grew up. And so, of course, I entered exhibits at the Kenosha County Fair. I started out showing dairy cattle 1 year because all my brothers did it. And I decided that wasn't my cup of tea, but everything in the house was. And so, for years, a friend of mine and I would sit at the judging tables in the open class buildings watching my mother's exhibits being judged, and she was managing the Farm Bureau food stand. So every few classes, we'd run back and say, "Mom, you got a blue ribbon on your fudge. Oh, you only got a red on your bread." And so I have watched judging and participated in judging for a lot of years, and I just thought, this is something I really want to do.
And so you got started as part of through 4-H. Did you get started then?
Yes. Well, after I was out of 4-H and after I was out of college, I actually had an internship as a summer 4-H agent. And at that time, a lot of the 4-H agents judged for each other at each other's fairs. And they said, "Hey, you need to come along and learn to become a judge." I said, "Yeah, I want to." And so then after I graduated from college, I was hired as a 4-H agent in Columbia County and started getting invitations. My very first fair was here in the Sauk County Fair, 52 years ago, so 1973, and I was judging foods. And, of course, in those days, so many kids belonged to 4-H, and everybody and their cousin entered foods. So I had a class of 44 plates of chocolate brownies. Can you imagine trying to judge all those?
And you have to take a bite of every one, don't you?
Well, I tried not to. There was a few that looked not really very good, and one was so burnt on the bottom, and I thought, I'm just not going to taste these. And one lady kept bringing that plate of burnt brownies back to me. "Well, you haven't tasted this one yet." And I'm pretty sure it was her daughter's.
Oh.
So I am a tasting judge, though. I do like to get into things and see how they're made.
Well, I've done a lot of that myself, and maybe we'll get into some of my stories about judging at food contests as well. But you've served as a judge at every county fair in the state of Wisconsin. How long did that take?
And I don't think that anybody else has ever done that. And most people think I'm crazy when they hear it. But I love judging so much. And so over the years, as I was doing it, more counties kept asking. And after my kids were grown, then I had a little bit more time to think about this. I thought, I really love this. I wonder if anybody's ever done it. And so I started putting feelers out saying, hey, I'd like to come to your fair or your fair. And it was a challenge to get invited to the fairs far up north, because here I am down in Columbia County, because a lot of fairs pay their judges a stipend and mileage. And so they don't want to hire somebody who lives too far away. And I would always say to them, I'll come for whatever you normally pay your judges. This is not about breaking the bank on your end. It's about fulfilling my bucket list. And so I would say the last 15 years, I have really worked hard at getting those invitations. I'd send out feelers in the winter, and I had other people on the Fairs Association saying, hey, this lady really wants to come and judge at every fair. And so last summer, I judged at the final fair for all the official county fairs in the state of Wisconsin. It was up in Florence County, Wisconsin. So great way to end up.
Oh, that's what a great story. I love that so much. And so it's taken you pretty much your whole career to get to that last one.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely it did. And I would have never been able to do it if I hadn't reached out to fairs and told them about my desire. And, you know, fairs were so supportive. They're just such a friendly bunch of people. They were like, sure, we want to help you with your bucket list. And so there are a few fairs in Wisconsin that are not considered official county fairs. So official means that they get state aid from the Department of Ag on supporting their premiums that are paid at the fairs.
Mm-hmm.
And after I accomplished the official fairs, I thought, well, I want to go to those other couple fairs too. So last summer I was invited to the Stoughton Fair, very popular, big fair.
It is.
They just don't receive state aid. And in 2 weeks, I'm going up to the Amherst Fair. It's the Portage County Fair at Amherst, and that's a non-funded state fair. But then I think I'll be able to say I really have judged at every fair in the state.
Well, you've also judged at the Wisconsin State Fair and even the National Pie Baking Championships.
Yeah, you can tell I really love judging. And people have said to me, oh, how can you make those decisions? I wouldn't want to tell anybody that they did anything wrong. And I guess that is part of what it takes to be a judge. You really do have to know what you're judging and have some expertise in that area. And then you have to be able to make a decision and say, this one's better than this one. And I still think back to that. Well, I only showed cattle 1 year, but I watched a lot of it over the years. The judge would say, this heifer is over this heifer because of this and this reason. And I do the same thing when I'm judging. This item is better than this one. You have to have a reason for it. And so I think I'm good at making those kind of decisions. So when I was first invited to judge at State Fair, I thought, oh, me? No, I couldn't judge at State Fair. And I turned them down a couple times. And then somebody said to me, Becky, do it. It's not any different than judging at a county fair. And so I went and did it. Well, it was a little different. There's a much bigger audience, and they're all watching you and waiting for your comments. But I think I did okay, and they keep asking me back for different areas. So it's fun.
Well, the National Pie Baking, I wouldn't mind being in that one. The National Pie Baking Championship.
It is, and you can do it. Their rule for their judges is they want half the judges to be people with some kind of expertise in the field, and the other half, they want Joe Blow off the street who just says, I love pie. And so then the judges are in teams of 10, and everybody tastes the pie and evaluates it, fills out the little score sheet. Then they add them up and average them. What a great way to come to a composite score. But the first year that I signed up to judge there, they were very excited that I was an actual fair judge. And I said, well, who else do you get? And they said, oh, well, like people who work for Crisco or people who are recipe authors or newspaper or food columnists. I said, oh, okay, I can do this. You had to pick what categories you'd be interested in judging. And I said, I can judge anything. I don't mind. But I said to my family, watch, I'll get something stupid like raisin pies. I did get raisin pies. And they're okay. They're so sweet. But not one of them was as good as my mother's raisin pie. So.
There you go. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. I once got a blue ribbon for my chocolate chip cookies, which I was very proud of. But now, if you're judging chocolate chip cookies, what would you look for to judge how one chocolate set of chocolate chip cookies mm-hmm. is better than another?
Oh, yeah. And this is why I think you have to be a tasting judge, because it's not all on appearance. But that's the first thing I look at, is how does it look? And for the fair, I want all the cookies to be evenly shaped and the same size, so no big ones and little ones in the set. And then I flip them all over, and I'm looking at the bottom. Is it brown enough? And, it certainly shouldn't be too brown or burnt. And then I very gently break them open, and I'm feeling for the tenderness or the toughness of that. And then I take a little taste, a tiny taste. I roll that little bit around in my mouth, and I'm checking to see if there's anything that jumps out at me. You know, it's a chocolate chip cookie. They all taste pretty good. But is there too much salt? Is there not enough salt? Is it bland? And then I can taste what kind of butter did they use or shortening. And, you know, if somebody's butter is old and getting a little rancid, I can taste that in the cookie. And so it's really developing that the flavor profile in your head. You have to know what you're tasting for. But so it's looks, it's texture, it's taste, Larry, all of those things.
Well, now you've told me. I guess,
now you know.
I guess I was in top form for all of those appearance, taste, and texture.
That's great.
Well, what if you got two sets that are in your mind identical, but you have to give one over the other? There has to be some other thing that would be a...
Oh, you might, if it's chocolate chip cookies, you might look at how many chocolate chips are in them and just the uniformity of all those cookies together. So, yeah, we really have to get nitpicky. And in open class judging, you can only have one blue ribbon and one red ribbon and one white and one pink, and everybody else doesn't get anything. So we have to be very picky. And that is hard. I think cookies are the hardest because... You know, so many of them are pretty good.
Yeah, and I suppose in other than chocolate chip cookies, other small things, like maybe it's like some kind of really cool way they were shown or exhibited.
Yes, yep. I judged pies on Saturday at the Stoughton Fair, and what a contest that was. We went through 143 pies, and we did taste every one of them. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a while before I want to see another pie. But those little tips that you're asking for, sometimes it is just how you garnish the top of that pie. Is your whipped cream, if you're using that, really neatly spaced? Or did you just kind of swirl it over the whole top of the pie haphazardly? That made the difference between a couple pies on Saturday. And so we look at those finer things. You know, once in a while, something will come in on a plate that looks a little used, and it doesn't show off the exhibit to the best. And so then I might move that one down a little bit in my placing. So
lots of little different things. I was thinking about, I once judged the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association a potato contest, which I think I was in Westtown Mall in Madison. We were right in the middle of the mall, the judges up on a platform, and it was judging appetizers, main courses, and desserts, all with potatoes as the primary ingredient. And I had to give some discussion at the end, and I said, I'm not sure I want to look a potato in his eyes.
Exactly. and his eyes. Good joke, too. You know, that is a little more intimidating when you're up on a stage like that. And that's the case at State Fair. They have a lot of special competitions at State Fair. And one is for local food producers who are trying to get some traction for their new products. And they have us up on a stage. And so the people in the audience are watching everything we do. They're watching every expression on our face. And so, you know, if I want to talk to the other judge and say, what did you really think of this one? We kind of turn our backs to the audience for a little bit so they can't read our lips.
Oh, man. So, well, so with somebody with a new product, I can see the motivation there. But what motivates people to have their handiwork judged by a bunch of strangers?
Oh, well, you know, I think from the time fairs began, you'll probably talk about this a little bit more in the next half hour, but people like to see how their product or their handicrafts do compared to others. We all have that little bit of self-worth we're seeking. We want to be proud of the things that we do. And when we are, we want to see if other people think the same way we do. So, gosh, agricultural societies have been exhibiting farm animals for hundreds of years. And then the farm wives joined in and said, well, I'd like to show off my cake or my pie. And then when 4-H started, the fairs became a fabulous way for kids to show off what they've learned in 4-H and what their projects have taught them. And so when I'm judging anybody, but kids especially, I really feel like I'm a teacher and I want to give them some feedback on their project, to give them some ideas of what they could do better and get them motivated to do more or learn more. I had a young man one year at a fair who made a wonderful pasta dish. He told me in detail exactly how he made it, and it was delicious. I gave him a blue ribbon, and I'm pretty sure he got the best of show at that fair. And a lot of fairs ask their judges back for 2 or 3 years in a row before they rotate them. So the next year I was back at the same fair, the same young man showed up with exactly the same dish. And I said to him, so what did you do different with it this year? I remember last year you brought this and I gave you a blue ribbon. He says, yeah. I said, well, what did you do differently this year? What did you change? Well, nothing. I said, what did you learn new? Well, nothing. And I gave him a red ribbon because they said, you're 16 years old. You should be learning to challenge yourself and try new things all the time. And I think he went away satisfied that he had not deserved a blue ribbon. So.
Gerald emailed and wonders, did anybody ever try to bribe you?
No. they couldn't bribe me with food because they get enough of it while I'm judging.
Oh, and Samantha wondered if you've been to the Trempealeau County Fair and also what's your favorite thing about county fairs?
Oh, every fair is unique, but I always love their 4-H food stands because I'm such an advocate for 4-H, and so I always want to go see what they're selling for their food items. And then, of course, I would come back and report to our Columbia County 4-H leaders, did you know they have this? Did you know they have this? And I have been to the Trempealeau County Fair. In fact, I'm going there next week. I judge vegetables and flowers there almost every year. Apparently, they like my judging style. And so it's a nice little drive, and as long as they keep asking me back, I'm willing to go.
Someone else is wondering about the different styles of judging. About that a bit.
Yes. There is Danish judging, which is where one-fourth of the product entries get a blue ribbon, one-fourth of them get a second place or red, one-fourth of them get a white, and one-fourth get a pink or fourth place. So in that class of 44 brownies way back when, 11 could get blue ribbons, 11 reds, 11 whites, 11 pinks. Some counties still use that. It's not as popular anymore because, you know, if you have 8 items, Larry, and they're really all good, you can only give 2 of them blue ribbons. It's tough on the kids. It's tough on the judges. So that's the style I grew up when I was a kid. Now many fairs have gone to something we call face-to-face judging, and this is used only in youth. the kids bring their items directly to the judge, and we talk about them, and I can find out what they learned and give them those pointers in person. The thing that is a little hard for the public to understand when they see items that have been judged face-to-face is they don't know what that conversation was that I had. I might have a child who really struggled because they didn't have the motor skills yet maybe to do the thing they were attempting, but they learned so much, and they were able to tell me that and what they knew what they did wrong and could improve on. I might give that child a blue ribbon for effort. But, you know, the public might look at that and say, oh, why did that get a blue ribbon? Well, you don't know what I know. And then there's just regular or straight judging. That's what we use in open class, where only one blue ribbon is awarded, one red, one white, and one pink. So,
well, that makes a lot of sense to me. There was one memorable moment involving a bear, I believe.
Yes. I was judging at the Iron County Fair way up north. And it was face-to-face judging, and so one young boy brought a poster in about his poultry project. And he had great photos of the pen that he and his dad built, and he told me how he fed them, when he got them, when they were going to start to lay eggs. And I said, so are you going to have chickens here at the fair? And he says, no, a bear broke in the other night, destroyed the pen, and ate all my chickens. I was so sad. I almost brought him to tears by asking about it. But at least he had the pictures of the pen and the chickens before the bear got in there. So I sent him away with the idea that he and his dad need to come up with a bear-proof chicken cage.
If somebody is interested in becoming a county fair judge, how do they do it?
That's a great question. We really need more judges because I'm getting old. I can't do this forever. So the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection handles licensing judges in Wisconsin. So if you go to datcap.wi.gov, look for the county and district fairs page, and then scroll down, and there's a fair judge application. And you will have to state what area you would like to judge. You have to state what your qualifications are and why you feel that you would be able to judge that project area.
Well, it's having judged, been a judge myself in a lot of food contests, I really enjoy it, and I would invite anybody else who's interested in that kind of judging to give it a try. Becky, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today, and good luck with your judging this afternoon.
You're welcome, and we're right at the beginning of the fair season, so people need to find out when their fair is and visit their fair, visit some neighboring fairs. It's a lot of fun.
Becky Gutzman is a retired UW Extension educator for Columbia and Dodge counties. She's been doing it for more than 50 years, and as you can tell, she still has a lot of enthusiasm for not only judging, but for county fairs. And speaking of that, coming up next, Jerry Apps wrote a book about the history of Wisconsin county fairs, and we'll revisit an earlier conversation I had with him about that. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News.